The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be exalted. We thank you this morning. We thank you, our Father who is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We hallow your name. We hallow you. We hallow you. We bow before you. We say there is no God like unto thee. There is no king like unto thee. You are the creator and the owner of the heavens and the earth and the entire creation. You are the only God that deserves our worship and our praise this morning. We are before you, O God. We are before you, O God, to say thank you, to say glory be to your holy name.
You are the omniscient God. Your name is Jehovah. We celebrate you this morning. We thank you for who you are. Thank you that you are our Father. The God who is the who has created the whole world, the whole universe. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you,
God, church located at Kutubadi Down, House of Destiny. Li papa rakata kabayakata. Li papa rakata kabayakata kabayakata. Ili papa today, the 21st day of the month of July, 2023. Rakata kabalikiteke brutu rabashakata. Hallelujah la bakarama sikiteke bara. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We enter the presence of God by the blood. We enter 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 into the supernatural by the blood. We enter into the realms of the spirit by the blood. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We secure our atmosphere and environment with the blood. We are redeemed. We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed in the blood. We enter by the blood. The blood is our gateway. The blood is our doorway. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit take charge. Let the Holy Spirit lead. Let the Holy Spirit guide our thoughts. The Holy Spirit that knows the mind of God. Let the Holy Spirit drop the prayer points. Let the Holy Spirit inspire the prayers. Let the Holy Spirit inspire the prayers. Let the Holy Spirit inspire the words that we should pray. The things that we should pray. Ile papa rakato. Sheprekete ebasi kutaya. Mali karanto alibra atus kataya basha. Holy Spirit, take charge. 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 Ipapa rakata kabaya. Ipeleke paroko to kapa ita. Ipeleke teke paroko to kapa ita. Ipeleke teke baroko to kapa ita. Ipeleke teke baroko to kapa ita. Ipeleke teke baroko to kapa ita. Isheke teke baroko to kapa ita. Lebe sheke teke bara. Kubarabashata kabayakata. You alone, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. We crown you, O God, Lord of Lords. Li papa rakata. Amasi telepo to rabasta kabaya.
Holy
papa le karabo seke bota kaya basante. Hallelujah la barato skataya. Ay malu ripastu kobo seke le bosto kabaya ta. Ile prokoto rapai takuri basata kaba. Ali rato skarabo seke basete kabaya ta.
Thank you,
Father.
Lord.
We bless your
Jesus,
name. We commit everyone that is online now, Father, into your hands, O God. Amen. We bring ourselves, O God, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, give each and every one of us an encounter, Amen. A personal encounter that will transform our lives, that will change our lives, sir. Show yourself unto us powerfully, mightily, strongly, O Lord, we pray. Lead us, Holy Spirit. Manifest yourself in our lives. Glorify your name in our lives, O God. Thank you so much, O God. And those who will be joining later, O God, we pray that the same applies to them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I welcome each and every one of you to, I say good morning, resurrection good morning, resurrection good morning to each and every one of us online, precious sons and daughters of God Almighty. And I welcome each and every one of you to power for today or resurrection power for today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God. House of Destiny located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician, Boja Worldwide, Pascal, and their team under the media team of Deliverance Assemblies of God. This morning we want to thank the Lord for the blessing of a new life in a new day. Our theme this morning is deploying the key of David to unlock and lock, shut down and open. We deploying the key of David to unlock and lock or to shut down and open. Today is our 202nd day. 202nd day of the year 2023. 202nd day of the year 2023. It is the 21st day of the month of July 2023. Of course, now we are aware of our familiar scriptures in Isaiah 22, verse number 22. That talks about the key of David. The key to the house of David. The key to the house of David, as translation puts it. But in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David." The key of David. Isaiah 22 says, the key to the house of David. The key to the house of David. But Jesus is saying in Revelation chapter 3 verse 7, he that had the key of David, he that openeth and no one shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Let me read that. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Why did the Bible say man? And the Bible didn't say, why did Jesus say man? And he didn't say no power. In the entire creation, man is the highest of the entire creation. I tell you that when God revealed to me how he cherishes man, the value God places on man, please don't play with man. Whether the person is a Christian or not, whether the person is mad or not, whether the person is just a baby, a child, don't play. God places much value on human being called man, because man is created in his own image. Man carries the identity and the image of God. Out of all creation, it is only in man that God has infused himself, his nature. Let me tell you, even when they are not born again, every human being has the nature of God. Even the most wicked person, even the person that Satan has completely possessed, they still have a dot of the nature of God. They think. They have a will. Yes. They have emotions. They talk. They have a desire. So we should not joke with man. Don't joke with fellow man. Please, don't joke with fellow man. And why did Jesus say, with the key of David, when he shouts, no man, not nothing, no man, not no principality or power, no man, no man can open. And when he opens, no man can shut. Do you know why no man? All powers work through man. Man, just as I am speaking to you, we are channels of God. We are channels of the Holy Spirit. Every human being is a channel. Every human being is a gateway. Look, no power, no principality, no devil can work here on earth without passing through man. God can never do anything good without passing it through man. In fact, the things that God can do without man were the things he did before he created man. Yes. Were the things God did before he created man. He did not need man to create the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, to call them into being. He didn't need man. No. He did not need man to call all this into being. Never. He didn't. He set all these things in place, and then he took time and created his own image. And after that, whilst he was creating, he was singing. He was like the fishermen. When they are pulling the net at the shore, they are singing. Or when we are weeding our cocoa farms, we are singing patriotic songs just to encourage each other, or when they are breaking cocoa pods, they are singing. Oh, it's beautiful. You work before you realize you have finished what you are doing. You don't feel it because of this. That was what God was doing. One day he showed me when I went to one of our forests to pray in Accra, Achimota Forest. And God opened my eyes and I saw how he created man. I was walking. All before me was a huge clay human lying down. And God showed me. My God is wonderful. And the song he was singing, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion, be fruitful. So the first words that Adam heard was, I am fruitful, be fruitful. So Adam woke up, Lord, I am fruitful. Lord, I have dominion. Lord, I am multiplying. What is the first thing you say when you get up from bed? The first word that comes out of your mouth, the moment you wake up, those words will carry the day. Those words will carry the day. The first word you speak and the first action you take, that is the foundation for the day. I'm telling you, that is the foundation for the day. When you seek God first, when you say, glory be to God, Lord, I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for today. It has opened the supernatural realm of heaven, of God unto you. I'm telling you, it has opened the realms. And beloved, each day is a day on its own. That's why this program, the Holy Spirit finally has settled with the term power for today. Yes, we began with morning encounter, morning devotion, morning encounter. And as we were going, then the Holy Spirit just dropped one day. Call it power for today. Because each day, Jesus said, each day has its own troubles. Tomorrow is not ours. Today is ours. Yesterday is past. Even though yesterday can still be visited by the Spirit and the blood. Yes, your yesterday can still be corrected. But our tomorrow, today is our day. So power for today. We are here to receive all strength. So you see, Adam said, I am fruitful. I am multiplying. And he actually saw himself that, like that. But then we know the story. He was put in the garden. So you see, Adam was put in the garden for two things. Please. The Bible says that Psalm 115 verse 16. The highest heavens belong to God, but the earth he has given to the sons of God. Psalm 115. Let me check it well. I like that scripture. And when you understand it, yes. Psalm 115 verse 16. The heaven, I'm reading from King James, please. Even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. That was Adam. Adam was put here on earth to do two things, to manage it, to till it and to keep it. To till it and to keep it. That is to work the land and to keep it, to rule over it, to develop his own systems. Please, everyone online, please, let me tell you, what is God's plan for you today? It's in the Bible. God's plan for you today is to live, is to be fruitful, is to multiply, is to subdue, is to increase, is to manifest God. I'm telling you. That is why God gave you life. That's why you didn't die yesterday. God's plan for you each day is to be a testimony, to be a sign and a wonder. That through you, through your situation, through your encounters, people will know God. That is why sometimes God allows certain challenges to come our way. Don't just shout at the challenge and the difficulty. How will people know the God that you serve? It is through you. So when Jesus said, I will, with the key of David, when I open, no man can shut. The devil uses men and women, human beings, mankind. Principality uses human beings. All the wickedness and the evil you see, it is through man. Just as God and the Holy Spirit uses man, Satan came through the serpent to take authority, to take the position of Adam. And sorrow came. And sorrow came. And then Satan took over. But you see, in the Old Testament, God revealed himself in symbols. Say symbols. Say symbols. God revealed himself through them, through what? Symbols. 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 In fact, God was still angry with man. He was still angry. But you see, God is so loving. He can't reject himself. You see, that's why I understand when the Bible says that, for instance, when you slap your wife, you are slapping yourself. Can you slap yourself? You slap your wife's face. You slap your own face. Because your wife is part of your body. Even though you are not the one feeling the pain, in a way, the pain will come back to you. The pain will come back to you in a different form. Because you slap your own body. Yes, you hit your own body. You hit your husband. Yes, there are some women also who hit their own husbands. Yes, you are hitting yourself. That pain, it will come back to you in another form. It tends to you in another form. So you see, God cannot deny himself. Say, God cannot deny himself.
God cannot deny.
Say, God cannot deny himself.
God cannot deny himself.
Because he has put himself in man already. His image, his identity. So what did he do? When they sinned, God had to slaughter an animal and use, the skin to cover them. To cover them. That is, blood was shed. And since then, he gave man that for your sins to be forgiven, I want to see blood. Blood. Blood is the heaviest currency in the realms of the spirit. In fact, blood is life. Both animal and human blood in the spiritual realm, it is life. Life, papa, papa. It is life. Blood is life. Don't joke with blood. Any place there is an accident and blood pours, there are demonic and satanic activities there. I am telling you, demons come to suck the blood. Witches go there to gather the blood. Because blood is for worship. Blood is for spiritual things. That's why we should be careful. Excuse me 100 times. Please permit me. Our mothers, our sisters online. That's why you should be careful how you dispose your menstrual things. Don't just be careless about it. Please. Don't be careless. Because once it is blood that is coming out of you, it is still life. It is still life. That was why in Leviticus, it was given that blood should not be eaten. Because it is to make out atonement. In the Old Testament, blood of animals to make out atonement. Yes, to bring at peace, to bring reconciliation, to draw man to God only through blood. But then you see, blood of animals in the Old Testament is not powerful. Because the blood of animal, whenever, the sun shines on it, I mean, it wears out. So the sin is showing. So now God himself had to come down. Jesus Christ is God in man, God in heart, human form, God in human form. He had to come down to share his own perfect blood, which is eternal. Kaburabashatakaba. And restore man back to his original position. But even now, do you know what God did? He didn't live in Adam. God was not inside Adam. He just gave him his nature. But now, God is now living in man. He is living in our spirit. He is living inside you. Jesus is living there. So you make Jesus, you grow in him through his word and prayer. And by the challenges you face. Beloved, that's why Jesus said, with the key of David, when he opens, no man can shut. When he shuts, no man can open. No man can open. He holds it. In fact, Jesus is actually the key of David. Jesus is the key of David. Yesterday, the Lord was teaching me something. Why no weapon that is fashioned against us shall prosper? Isaiah 54:17. Hey, why there is no misfortune, there is no divination, there is no sorcery against Jacob, that is Israel, in Numbers 23:21-23. My goodness. Why there is no fortune, misfortune? Why there is no pestilence? Why there is no plague? According to Psalm 91:5-6. Against the child of God, I was shaking. You know why? Let me tell you something. Do you know why? None of these things. The Bible says that no weapon that is fashioned against you. Who fashions the weapon? It's man. It's man. It's man who does or fashions the weapon. Who created man? Who created man? God. Now, witches and wizards. Let me tell you. Witchcraft is an act. That's why we call it witchcraft. Divination and sorcery is a craft. They are spiritual formulas put together. That's why we call them craft. Craft. Occultism is a craft. It's a craft. And you see, look, you see that I'm not looking on what I've written. All this I'm saying, I'm not looking on what this is not what I was going to say. Yesu Christo. This is not what I have put down to say. You see, even the fact, I haven't said anything that I've written down. My God. But you see, it is coming there. Craft. These are words put together. Now you see, if you come and see what I've written, words are raw materials in spiritual realm. Words are seeds in spiritual realm. Words are creative power in the spirit realm. Never think that your words are not working. They are working. That's why we pray words. So these are crafts. Crafts in words, incantations that are put together to what? To engage powers. To engage forces of darkness. To engage principalities that are already there. And who created principality? Who created Satan? God. Satan was Lucifer. Satan was called Lucifer. Read Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7. He was Lucifer. In fact, read Ezekiel 28 from 14 and Isaiah 14. Read who Lucifer was. He was, let me say, the head of all angels. In fact, he was the closest to the Trinity. So he knows a lot. In fact, he knows a lot. But then, iniquity was found in him. Do you know iniquity? Iniquity is self-generated, internal generation. In fact, some Bible put iniquity there that sin was found in him, wickedness was found in him. It is not. Sin and they are not the right, this thing the Holy Spirit taught me.
Translation,
they are not correct. Iniquity is the mother of sin. Iniquity is the mother of all sin. And do you know how iniquity comes? Self-generated, internally. So be careful the things you meditate on. Your internal generation, that is iniquity. He started desiring the position of God. He started desiring worship. He started desiring honor. And when you read Ezekiel 22 and Isaiah 14, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this. And then he started organizing the angels. He started whispering into them. And they started agreeing with him. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7, and there was war in heaven between the angels, Michael and Lucifer. Lucifer and the angels that aligned with him. But then Lucifer and the angels that aligned themselves with him, they lost their place in heaven. And they were cast down. Immediately they were cast down. Satan, Lucifer assumed a different nature. Say different nature. He became Satan. He became devil. He became serpent. He became dragon. He became Abaddon. He became the wicked one. He lost that nature. Let me tell you, Satan hasn't got emotions. Satan, the devil, he hasn't got emotions. No. He hasn't got emotions. He doesn't feel. Satan has no feeling. He doesn't feel. Satan is heartless. That is why when you read 2 Kings chapter 17, as my Bible reading plan, I've been reading 2 Kings and then Isaiah together. Today I think I'll be reading 2 Kings chapter 21, 22 and then Isaiah 39 and 40. Every day there are some things I read. Look, when I was reading Isaiah 17, Isaiah 2 Kings chapter 17 and Isaiah 36, 37, 38. Babies were being sacrificed. Yes. By the nations that God drove away. See, they've defied the land with blood. Do you know that blood defies the land? I will show you that scripture. Blood defies the land. That's why as a child of God, any place you put up a shop, any place you build, the place must be properly dedicated, the ground. Like I did a dedication of a mighty farm in Côte d'Ivoire yesterday on phone. I did dedication. And you see what will happen there. You see what will happen there. It has already started. Yes. Do this. Do this. I was directing them. People will just move into a house. Maybe the person living there was causing abortion. Maybe the previous tenant. You don't know what the person worships. As I'm speaking right now, I am imparting you. I'm telling you. I am imparting you. I am creating an atmosphere. The seat on which I sit is being imparted. Yes. I remember a lady. You remember that lady who used to wash for us? Some years ago, about 25 years ago, yes, the early times that we took over the church, we've been in the church about 29 years now, going to our 30th year. Next year will be 30 years in deliverance. Yes, this lady just came to wash for her. We never knew that the lady for about 12 years or something was having the issue of blood. She has to be changing. Sometimes when she comes, she will visit the washroom. We can't tell how many times. And there was a girl with us who one time was talking. I heard her. Why? This girl, she liked urinating too much. But you know, one day when she was washing, she was washing my shorts or my knickers. According to her, then she remembered that the woman in the Bible touched the garment. Mark chapter 5. The hem of the garment, she said, God, I am washing your servant's clothes. Let your power end this bleeding. That was the end. That was the end. And you know what happened? Within 2 weeks, she got a job in Ghana Embassy in Senegal. She got a job in Ghana Embassy in Senegal within 2 weeks. So how do you connect? So you see, that is why wherever we go, we should dedicate the place. We should not leave anyhow. Now, where's our raw materials? Where's our seeds in the realms of the, where's our creative in the spiritual realm? We must pray words. Adam, that is why Jesus has come to live in us. So now God dwells in heart in you. That is why we need the word of God to grow. We need to pray the word of God. We need to live by what? By the word, not by the systems of this world. We need to live by the word, not by the systems. Not by the systems. And you see, why is it that all these things cannot work against us? Because God created them. So let me tell you, any witch that will activate the sun or thunder against you, do you know what thunder will say? Thunder will say, how do I strike my master's son? How do I strike my master's child? Oh, what a revelation. God, I owe you an offering. I owe you an offering. Amen. My goodness, yesterday in this door, the Lord was just opening my mind. Do you understand when I said, no weapon will fashion against you and no tongue? Who created the human being? Who is using the weapon? Who created the human being? Who created the spirit? Who created Satan? Who created principality and powers? Is it not I? According to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 9, the father of all spirit. God is the father of all spirit. That word father there means source. He is the source. He is the source. He is the source of all spirits. Please, we are in school. Those of you online, you are being blessed. I'm telling you. Pastors call me and say, can I use this to teach? Can I use this to preach? My Facebook, whatever. I say, please. Use this to teach. Use this to preach. But acknowledge the source. That's all. Like I've been saying, I listen to Joshua Selma. I listen to so-and-so. That's when God will give you more. But if you pretend that it is coming to you originally, because the person has paid the price to receive it all. We pay price to receive these things. Sometimes, as a lady pastor, I am tired. I will just, Gladys, please, write this down. I will say it for her to write down or for her to remind, because I am just tired. I want to sleep. Then it is coming. You need to get up and write. Sometimes when it is like that, I sleep earlier because so that I can wake up and pray. We don't sleep the same time. And sometimes when she is awake, I will just be dictating to her, please write this down or keep this in your mind. If you can just keep the first phrase, then I will remember when I wake up. There is a price. So when you acknowledge, because the person paid the price to receive, then God will give you your own. Then when you speak, it shall become a blessing. So because God is the father of all spirit, no spirit can work against you. Amen. No element of creation can be activated against you. Because they were created by your father. and your father has already given you authority over them. So Jesus is their master. Look, all the elements of creation, they came out of Jesus. Yes, let there be. That word, let there be, is Jesus. Let there be light. Let there be this. It is the word. Jesus is called the word. The sun is the product of the word. The earth is the product of the word. Yes, the sun. So the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, they are product of Jesus Christ. So when you say in the name of Jesus, but why do they work against us? Why do they work against us? Many of us online, we are victims. Things are still working against us. Do you know why? Do you know why? John 14:30. The prince of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me. When you have any of the devil's characters and traits in you, that is a crack. That is a crack in your wall. Ecclesiastes 10:8. He who breaks through the wall shall be beaten by what? A serpent. Shall be beaten by a serpent. So we must watch the cracks. And let me mention three cracks. The three cracks, the crack in your mind. What is your meditation? Your mind is a gateway. What do you meditate on? The crack of your eyes. What do you watch? What do you set your eyes on? Is it Job or David who said, I have made covenant with my eyes. I have made covenant with my eyes not to watch. Not to watch. Either David or Job. I have made covenant with my eyes not to watch. What do you watch? What do you think about? What do you say? These are the gateways. What do you do with your life? What are your actions? These are the gateways. These are the gateways. These are the gateways. Yes. Sometimes when situation comes, we feel the pain. We shout, God, why? God, so and so. We are manifesting what? Our humanity. Immediately you act like that, quickly revert. Revert to your God nature in you. God, I know you are still in control. God, it happens to me sometimes. So even yesterday, 3 days ago, something like, I say, oh God, so why this? So why that? And then quickly I revert. And sometimes too, the lady pastor will not know the things I've said. She will just say, do you know, God is about to do this. God will take us out of this. God will solve this. I say, my God, you don't know what I've just said. That's why husband and wife, you must be one in the spirit. You must be. So you see, I have neutralized that. But because even Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he manifested his humanity. My Father in heaven, if it is thy will, let this cup pass over me. Nevertheless, not my will. You see, if it is your will, let this cup pass over. It is just like, oh God, why am I suffering like this? Why are you allowing this to happen to me? Why are you so wicked like that? I've told God you are wicked before. Yes. Why are you so wicked like that? Why are you so and so? Why are you so this? That was what Jesus said. If it is your will, let this cup pass over me. Quickly. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. So you quickly revert it. Not that you not feel the pain, no. Not that anger will not come back quickly. After spewing some hard words to your husband or your child in anger, quickly come back and reverse them. Don't let those words remain for the day, because words are what? Raw materials for angels and what? Demons. When you read Psalm 107 verse 20, Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent forth his word and what? Healed them. Words travel. The word of God travels in the realms of the spirit. The word of God is an object that travels in the realms of the spirit. Psalm 107 verse 20. And then Matthew 8:8. When the centurion said to Jesus, don't come to my house. Just say the word. Send the word. Say the word. So the word travels. And then when you read Psalm 103 verse 20 and 21. Angels use the word to work. They act on the word. Angels do bidding. God's bidding. The word. They act on the word. Psalm 103 verse 20 and 21. So words are not just words. Words are raw materials in the spirit realm. Words are seeds in the spirit realm. Words are creative power in the spirit realm. You know, there are three dimensions of prayer. You see, I just want to say this and then we pray. There are three dimensions of prayer. The first dimension, because of what I've just said about words, the first dimension is when we are addressing God directly, when we are telling him who he is, how mighty he is, what he has done before, what he can do. That is worship, adoration. That is, we are hallowing him. We are eulogizing him, who he is. That is one dimension of prayer. That one, you don't ask anything. That one, you are magnifying God. And let me tell you, that one, even the miracles it brings. the miracle, after you have made him so high, he can give you anything. Like the kings of the Medes and the Persians. They can give you anything. Like Herod. He can give you even the head of John the Baptist. Anything they can give you. After you praise them. So that is another dimension of prayer. When we just tell God who he is. You don't ask for anything. Then the second dimension is where we are talking to him about issues. We are talking to God about everything. Everything for him to intervene. We are talking to him about our situation. Philippians 4:6 says that do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Prayer and supplication with what? With thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6. So you see, that is where we are talking to God about issues of life. And we are talking to him for him to do four things. To him, for him to intervene. For him to counsel us. For him to instruct us. For him to do what? Direct us. And then number three. Talking to objects. Talking to objects. Commanding situations. Commanding people. Making decrees. Like Joshua 10:12. Joshua spoke to the sun. Joshua 10:12. 1 Kings 17:1. Elijah spoke to the heavens and the earth. Numbers 20, verse 8. Moses was commanded to speak to the rock. Isaiah 1:2. Isaiah spoke to the heavens and the earth. Mark 11:23. Jesus said, we should speak to the mountains. Even before Mark 11:23, Zechariah 4:10, Zechariah has spoken to the mountain. What are you, O mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you become a level ground. Commanding situations. Psalm 118 verse 17. You can command death. Command death. I will not die. Death, you cannot kill me. But I will live and declare the words of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55. 55 to 56. O death, where is thy sting? Where is thy victory? So you see, you can command death, you can command the grave. Psalm 118 verse 24, you can command the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that we should be glad and rejoice in it. We have had enough today. I'm telling you that this can write a book for somebody. I'm telling you, this can write a book for somebody. We want to pray now. Our team, so you see, get up and speak to situations. Speak to yourself. Yes. Speak to yourself. Speak to your atmosphere. Speak to your wife. Look, do you know that you can command human heart? We will get there. Commanding the heart. Yes, you can open people's heart towards you. You can shut people's heart and towards you. With the key of David. Say with the key of David.
With the key of David.
Lord, we thank you. For
Lord,
the key
we
of David.
Thank you for the key of David.
We thank you for this
Lord,
revelation.
We thank you for this
we
revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
Lord, we thank you.
Begin
for
to
this
thank God
revelation.
Right now for the revelation. Begin to thank God
you,
for the word.
Thank you. We thank
this
you.
This is a whole message.
You.
It's a whole church.
Father,
it's a whole book.
Thank you. We bless your holy name for this message. Lord, we thank you for this message. Lord, we are grateful to you for this. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We appreciate you this morning. We celebrate you this morning.
We celebrate you, Lord.
Thank you for this.
We celebrate. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
We
thank you. We thank you. We bless your name, oh God.
We
thank you for this
you,
revelation.
Lord,
we thank you for your word, oh God.
Glory, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, your miracle is in the word.
Amen.
Your healing is in the word.
Amen.
Your testimony is in the word.
Amen.
Your fulfillment is in the word.
Amen.
Stop chasing people around. The word is the Bible you are holding. It is inside there. And also, the preachings you hear. What I've just spoken. In fact, the Lord is telling somebody. Yes. The Lord is saying to somebody. Yes. I don't know whether I should give this now. The Lord is opening up somebody. God is opening up somebody. God is bringing somebody to your original position. There is somebody online. God is bringing you to your original position.
Amen.
I don't know what that means, to your original position. The Lord said, I am bringing somebody to an original position.
Mm.
When any word comes and it is not specific, it means we can all claim it.
Mm.
We can all claim it. That's why we must make time for the word. If you watch, anytime Jesus performs miracles outside, among his people, he will use about 2 hours to preach and teach. Then, even while he's preaching, people are receiving. He will say, receive, 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 receive. Only unbelievers that he met, the blind Bartimaeus, what do you want me to? I want to see. The man at the pool of Bethesda. Yes. Rise up and walk. But in the church, among his people, he teaches them to build their faith. So the moment your faith rises in the word, miracles begin to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mystery of the word of God. That's the mystery of the Bible. That's why we need Sunday school. That's why we need to go to church. That's why we need to hear the word of God. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I possess the key of David.
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 By blood and by fire.
I possess the key of David.
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 Yes, Lord. The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I possess the key of David.
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 Le papa rakata kabale kete kibara kata kabaya kata kabaya.
Le
prekete kibara kata kabaya kata kabaya.
I possess it. I possess it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut the gate of anxiety in my life.
The gate of anxiety in my life.
The gate of fear.
The gate of fear in my
life. The gate of discouragement.
The gate of discouragement.
The gate of delay.
The gate of delay.
The gate of witchcraft.
The gate of witchcraft.
The gate of ancestral power.
The gate of ancestral power.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut them in my life.
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 With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut the gate of fear.
I shut the gate of anxiety.
I shut the gate of anxiety.
I shut the gate of discouragement.
I shut the gate of discouragement.
I shut the gate of delay.
I shut the gate of delay.
I shut the gate of witchcraft.
I shut the gate of witchcraft.
I shut the gate of ancestral power.
I shut the gate of ancestral power.
I shut the gate of witchcraft.
I shut the gate of occultism.
I shut the gate of occultism.
I shut the gate of lies.
I shut the gate of lies.
I shut the gate of unbelief.
I shut the gate of unbelief.
I shut the gate of unbelief.
I shut the gate of fear.
I shut the gate of fear.
I shut the gate of doubt.
I shut the gate of doubt.
I shut the gate.
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 Of anxiety.
Shut the gate right now. Shut them. Shut them.
Of occultism. Of marine power. Of juju power. I shut the gate. With the key of David. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I shut the gate of powers of darkness in my life. I shut the gate of witchcraft power.
I shut the gate.
I shut the gate of fear.
I shut the gate.
I shut the gate of fear.
I shut the gate.
I shut the gate of anxiety.
I shut the gate.
I shut the gate.
I shut the gate.
I shut the gate
right now. Shut the gate of anxiety.
Shut the gate of fear.
I shut the gate of discouragement.
I shut the gate of anger. I shut the gate of anger.
Shut the gate of anger.
I shut the gate. I shut the gate. I shut the gate. I shut the gate of setbacks. I shut the gate of delays. I shut the gate of stagnation. I shut the gate of disgrace. I shut the gate. I shut the gate. With the key of David, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I shut the gate. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Yes, I have Bible students online. Madam Achu Philomena, God bless you. It's Job chapter 31, verse 1. Job said, I made covenant with my eyes. I have covenanted with my eyes. I have made covenant with my eyes.
Yes, yes.
Of what I should see, what I should watch, what I shouldn't watch. My goodness. So you want to compare yourself with such a person? You see why demons are hovering around us? Now they are everywhere. They are on TV. They are on our phones. Yes, you cannot avoid watching some things, but don't let your eyes be on them. Sometimes you just tap a place and then something pops up. It is not that you have seen. But if you don't block it or you don't shut it out of your mind, it becomes a gate. Our mind is our gate. Our heart is our gate. Our mouth is our gate. Our eyes are our gates. And our mouth is our gate. Yes, another gate is through sex. That's another major gate. That one, you receive it, wah. Everything, wah. You also lose it, Wah! You lose it. Wah! You receive it. Wah! You exchange it. Wah! May God help us.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut.
The gate of the enemy.
The gate of the enemy.
In my life.
In my life.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my family.
In my family.
In my investment.
In my investment.
In my business.
In my business.
In my career.
In my career.
I shut.
The gate of the enemy.
The gate of the enemy.
I shut the gate of the enemy. I shut the gate of affliction. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hey, Honorable David Babin. Hey, it's a long time old. It is well. Say with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut the gate. Of the agents of darkness.
Of the agents of darkness.
I shut the gate.
The children of the devil.
That are around me.
Unfriendly friends.
Who pretend to be friends.
Like those.
Of the synagogue of Satan. In Revelation chapter 3. Verse 7 to 9.
Who pretend to be Jews.
But they are not. Any devil's daughter.
Or son.
That is around me.
But pretends.
To be a saint. I shut them out.
Agents of darkness, children of the devil,
that pretend
to be saints,
but
We shut them down.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
My God, my old Yaya Queen, my God, wonderful woman. Hey, you have made my day today. Yaya Queen, God bless you. Your message has come to me. Congratulations. Oh, glory be to God. Generals are online. My God, General Lash, Masayao. Generals are online. And the Excellency and judges, God bless you. My lords, her ladyship, God bless you. Say with the key of David.
With the key of David.
Say with the key of David.
With the key of
David. Say with the key of David.
With the key of
in
David.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. With the key of David. I shut
any
down
agent
any
of the devil,
agent of the devil.
Any child of,
any
the,
child
devil.
Of the devil.
Around me. In my family.
Family,
in my home,
in my home,
in my the, office, in the church,
in the church
at
my workplace,
any child
of the devil,
of the devil,
of the devil,
which is a wizard,
the occult
around me.
Me,
that's around
me,
and I operate
it
secretly, against me.
Against
I shut them down.
I shut them
with the key of David.
With the key of
I
David.
Shut them down. I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut them down. I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
With the key of David.
I shut them down.
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 I shut them down. I shut them down.
With the key of David,
I shut the gates in my life.
My husband,
my wife,
my children,
my boss,
at my workplace,
my colleagues,
my subordinates, my superiors,
that have been manipulated by principalities and powers
against me, by witches and wizards.
I shut the gates. their gates, and I shut them down. I shut their gates, and I shut them down. I shut their gates, and I shut them down. I shut their gates, and I shut them down. I shut their gates, and I shut them down. I shut their gates, and I shut them down. I shut their gates, and I shut them down. I shut their gates, and I shut them down.
I shut them down.
Any spirit
assigned to me,
any spirit
assigned to my health,
assigned to my testimony,
assigned to my dream,
assigned to my destiny. I wish I can write this down. It is just coming. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus.
With
Christ,
the key of David.
With the key of David.
Any evil spirit assigned to me.
Assigned to
mention
me.
Mention your name. Assigned
like
to me.
Boja.
Assigned to my health.
Evil spirit. Assigned to my health.
Assigned to my dream.
Yes, Lord.
Assigned to my destiny.
Assigned to my destiny.
Assigned to my testimony.
Assigned to my destiny.
Assigned to my fulfillment.
Assigned to my testimony.
Assigned to my fulfillment.
Assigned to my fulfillment.
Assigned to my prophetic word.
My prophetic word.
Assigned to the prophecy God has given to me. Assigned to the prophecy God has made.
Assigned
to my marriage.
Assigned to my marriage.
Assigned to my childbirth.
Assigned to my childbirth.
Assigned to my wife.
Assigned to my marriage.
Assigned to my marriage.
Assigned to my wife.
Assigned to my career.
Assigned to my husband.
Assigned to my husband.
Assigned to my career.
Assigned to my position.
Assigned to my position.
Assigned to my position.
Assigned to my finances.
Assigned to my finances. Assigned to my position. Assigned to my seat. Assigned to my finances.
Yes, Lord.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
With the key of David. With the
David.
Key of David,
with the
I shut
David.
Them down.
Yes,
I shut them down.
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 Yes,
I shut them down. I shut them down. I shut them down. I shut them down. I shut them down.
The name of Jesus.
I shut them down.
Yes,
and I shut them out.
Yes,
I shut them out.
I shut them out.
I shut them out.
And I shut them out.
I shut them out.
And I shut them out.
I shut them out.
And I shut them out.
I shut them out.
And I shut them out.
I shut them down
and I shut them out. I shut them down. I shut them out and I shut them down.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus Christ,
our last prayer, we've taken your time. Say with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I secure
my atmosphere.
I secure
my emotions.
I secure my mind.
My mind.
I secure
my husband.
My
husband,
my wife,
my health,
my testimony,
my dream,
my children,
my marriage, my destiny,
my promises, my prophetic words. With the key of David,
my testimony,
I secure.
With the key of David,
I secure them.
I secure my star.
With the key of David,
I secure my dream.
I secure my star.
I secure my God-given destiny.
I secure my God-given destiny.
I secure my testimony.
I secure my home.
I secure my position.
I secure my destiny. I secure my position. I secure my testimony. I secure my dream. I secure my position. I secure my life.
I secure my husband.
Yes, I secure my children.
David,
I secure my wife.
Jesus
I secure my marriage. I secure my marriage.
Christ,
I secure my career.
My marriage,
I secure my investment.
I secure my business.
I secure my job.
I secure my finances.
I secure my position.
I secure even my workers.
Those are employed with the key of David.
I secure them against me manipulated.
I secure them against me manipulated against me.
I secure everyone close to me. Every genuine person close to me.
Yes, Lord.
I secure them online.
That they cannot be used against me.
Online.
They cannot be used against me.
We secure everyone online.
We secure everyone online.
We secure everyone online.
Against the manipulations of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. With the key of David.
We secure with the key of David.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Say with the key of David.
The key of David.
I open the heart
of my husband.
I open the heart
of my wife. of my wife.
I open the heart.
I open
of my
the heart of my boss.
With the key of David.
With the key of
with
David.
The key of David.
With the key of
I
David.
I open their hearts towards
I open
me.
Their towards
those
me.
Who matter.
Kaboriana.
Those who should be a blessing to me. That they are not minding me.
Yes, but
I open their heart.
Yes,
oh Lord. I open their heart.
I open,
I open their heart.
Heart.
I open with the key of David.
With the key
I open
of
their
David.
Heart.
I open
their heart.
Yes, Lord.
I open their heart.
Yes, Lord.
I open their heart.
To attend to
heart,
me, yes, Lord.
To attend to my need.
To attend
to my need.
To attend to my need.
To attend to my need.
To attend to my need.
To attend to me.
To attend to me.
Yes, Lord. To attend to me.
To give me
attention.
Yes, Lord.
To give me attention.
My
destiny helpers. My destiny helpers. I open their heart.
My destiny helpers.
I open their heart.
I open their heart.
I open their heart.
I open their heart. Yes, Lord.
I open their heart. To attend to my need.
To attend
to my concern.
To help me. In the area I need help.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Ezra chapter 1 verse 5. The Bible says that. And God stir up. No. Ezra chapter 1 verse 1. Verse 1 and 2. And God stir up Ezra. God stir up the heart of who? Ezra.
Ezra.
So with the key of David.
With the
you
key
can,
of David.
You can open
yes.
the heart. You see. Amen.
Amen.
This is all witches do. When they meet. They use keys. To manipulate us. They use keys to take from us. Say, with the key of David,
I possess.
And I take back anything of mine in the camp
in the
of the devil.
Of the devil.
Please permit me your time. He just came. The Holy Spirit just brought it. Say, with the key
in
of David.
The key of David.
I take back.
I retrieve.
Any blessing of
any
mine.
Blessing of
in the camp of the
in
devil.
The camp of
with
the
key
devil.
Of David.
With the key
I take
of
it
David.
Back.
I take it back.
I retrieve it.
I take it.
I take it.
Any
blessing of mine.
Interest.
In the camp of the devil.
In the camp of
with the key of
devil. Which he has stolen.
I take it back. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Someone is asking Ezra chapter what?
Ezra chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Ezra chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And God stirred up the heart of King Cyrus. So you use that scripture to stir up the heart of people. Hey, Charlie, why am I releasing this now? Don't stir my heart. You use that to stir the heart of people. Husband, use it to stir the heart of your wife. Use it to stir the heart of your husband. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord came by the mouth of Jeremiah, and then verse 2. That says, Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of, verse 5. Let me see. Okay, fine. It's verse 1. Ezra 1:1. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation to her. Look, this is what the devil has taught his children to use. I'm telling you, that is how they steal things from us. That's how they take our positions. When they go to meetings, look, they all call. These are the things they declare. They take things. But from now, oh, look, next month, we are starting 100-day prayer festival. And do you know the theme? Now is my time.
Amen.
Now is my time. Amen. Now is my time. Or this is my time.
Amen.
Now is my time. Look, we will see that
Amen.
Again. We are going to engage the key of David. We are going to retrieve and take back and possess. I end here with you. And on Sunday, I am beginning 60th birthday prophetic impartation. God gave me words to declare to the congregation. The battles I have won, everyone must win them.
Amen.
The battles I have fought, no one under me should fight them.
Jesus.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.